Hey, y'all, welcome to Cross Politic. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys are new, just tuning in 2020, we're a Jesus is Lord show. Jesus is Lord over everything, politics, culture, all of life. And so thank you for joining us.
I like how he just says that. Like, people like would know what that means. Yeah, like Jesus is Lord show.
Well, I explained it. Jesus is Lord over everything.
Everybody's like, yeah. So?
So?
What does it mean?
But we mean it. Pastor Toby, Chuck Knox, I'm the water boy.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us.
You know, this coffee is a little better than usual.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have.
I mean, there's cross-politic coffee.
Well.
But then there's cross-politic coffee that ran through a chemistry
lab.
Coffee kit. Siphon. You know, it's 2020.
There was a live flame in the studio.
There we did have a live flame.
And it was... And
it,
there was
it siphoned
stuff.
Up, and the
you
coffee
should have seen
and,
Gabe when the coffee started coming back down into the test tube on the bottom.
His yeah. eyes, I mean, about Gabe shot was, out of his
was
head.
He's like did, had this like a, he had like a Texas moment.
I was like, I'll be doggone.
It's coming back down.
That's right.
It's a gravity thing. Hey, we're really excited. The Idaho Abortion Human Rights Act was actually introduced into the Idaho Legislative 2020 session.
That's right.
This last Monday.
They're ahead of the game last
year. Heather Scott, who we've had on the show a couple of times in studio once, she's one of the main sponsors.
Yep.
And our man, Scott Herndon.
He's kind of the architect.
He's like the godfather.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen his beard, you know, and he's sort of the godfather.
I got this.
And he got a bunch of
I do everything
too.
For you.
We're
going
to end abortion in Idaho.
I'm going to do you a favor.
And the feds, they're not going to do anything about it. Anyways, he started an Idaho Abolish Abortion PAC.
Yeah.
What's a PAC?
It's a political action committee.
There you go. To support the legislators that are sponsoring and co-sponsoring this bill.
Yeah.
There's a P.O. Box 916, Sagal, Idaho 83860, where contributions can be made in order to support the work of these legislators. There are now six Idaho legislators who are sponsoring or co-sponsoring the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to abolishabortionid.com to find out all about it.
Yeah.
Heather Scott, of course. We have John Green, who was also in the studio with us not too long ago.
That's right.
Christy Zito, Priscilla Giddings, Tony Wisneski, Chad Christensen. And we've even got a candidate running for office already who's got his name on here saying, I'm excited about this, Tim Kastning. So, of course, it's a long road, but... Oh, yes. Is there a question?
Oh, thank you.
I was just talking.
I don't want to interrupt and stop you from your swag thing and all that, but why do we need a PAC?
We want to cheer on the people doing this.
Okay, because I was just making sure, because we kind of pay them already, though, right?
Paying who?
Our representatives that are...
They do get paid some, I think. It's not much.
Not much. No.
I mean, the Idaho legislative session is like 9 weeks long or something like that. It's
January to March, I believe.
Okay,
or
so
beginning
maybe,
of March.
Maybe a little longer. It's really short, which I really like, by the way. Yeah. I don't like my legislators hanging out very long.
No. Together.
Get it done, go home.
Get out.
Get it done and go
shop
home.
Shop like a man, not like a woman. So the money goes to doing what exactly?
It's going to support... given, I think, extra support.
So they can have time to work and do these things a little more.
And just encourage them. I mean, there's a bunch of different political action committees out there that are kind of, you know, throwing support for different types of things.
Yeah.
And this is meant to be a place, I think, a centralized location where people can, you know, if you're into this, we will support candidates. Mm-hmm. I think
Can we
said something about a... It also adds a little bit of...
So what happens is if you get, as a candidate or a legislator, get a support from a PAC, then that goes on your report, your public report. So
for the bill or for the candidate?
For the candidate or for the legislator. So
it's kind of like a pin.
It's kind of like a nice way to say, hey, we're
being supported more broadly than just by our district.
Here's some PACs that are kind of
because remember, representatives are only elected by their district.
Right, right. But
this is sort of a way of saying I have broader support than even in my district.
So cross-politic needs its own PAC.
Yes.
Oh, so
we are a PAC, right?
We aren't.
Okay, not really. But you know, everybody who joins us...
Yep.
And as a member.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's kind of like having our own little pack.
Yeah. You know, and
that's good.
Yeah, they're like saying we're with you.
That's okay. Good.
We believe in this mission.
Yeah. Just checking.
Jesus is Lord over everything.
That's right.
We're just into that Jesus is Lord show.
We don't need to explain it.
Just sprinkle a little Jesus is Lord
all over it. Yeah. Also, I just want to thank One Hat Technologies. They are not a hat. company. They're a technology company.
Yeah, because if they were, they would only have one hat.
They build software for difficult projects. They can solve your problems, like where you have gaps between technologies.
And
their motto we love here at Cross Politics: software craftsmanship to the glory of God. They've been in business for 18 years, striving to live out the Lordship. They're just a Jesus's Lord business
kind of business. Yeah. That's right.
And you can find out more at onehat.com/crosspolitic. And they're also starting a network of Christian developers.
Yeah.
So reach out.
Yeah. That's super fantastic. I talked to Scott about that. It's really cool. On January 7th.
Okay, that was yesterday.
That was, well.
So long ago.
I know. January 7th, the Iran forces had shot dozens of missiles at two Iraqi U.S. military bases in Iraq.
Dozens? A dozen.
Dozens.
No, I think it was about a dozen.
It's a dozen?
A dozen.
I think there's dozens.
Because if
there's all sorts of reports.
I don't know.
Going on.
And I think it was two sets. I think they did six and then they did six. Okay. I think what they
That's were. Very specific.
All right. Well,
I have a problem with that.
They can count.
A source at the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps said over 80 American troops were killed and some 200 were wounded.
Which is not true.
Which is not true.
Okay.
And I think MSNBC also helped us report on this.
The rocket attacks have been launched from Iran. The IRGC was saying that Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of this country, was in the control center coordinating these attacks. This bit I'm not sure about, but the Iran state media is claiming that 30 U.S. soldiers have been killed in this attack. Now, this is not confirmed. This is just coming from Iranian media, but we have just stepped over the precipice, Chris.
So he said 30.
What? Oh,
yep.
Oh, this just in too. When it landed, it rained Skittles before it hit. But that hasn't been confirmed yet either. So we're still waiting.
We're not really sure.
We don't know yet, but it's possible.
I'm a little like, I think if MSNBC is going to quote Iranian state media, I think they should be a little more cynical about that.
Why?
Because it's Iranian state media.
Right.
He said it's not confirmed yet, so I want to give him a break.
I said North Korean state media, dot, dot, dot.
Well, that's the thing.
Everyone would be like, meh.
Right. So, yeah, he did bracket it.
Right.
He said, I'm not sure. Yep. Iranian state media is saying this. I think you just read this a second ago, but the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps said 80 American troops had been killed.
200
had been wounded.
Yeah. Who said that?
The Iranian Guard.
The Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
It's just so funny. Like, could you imagine
Islamic taking over the world Guard Corps?
The revolution, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Is Lord over the Earth Guard Corps?
I mean, they're saying it right. They're owning that.
Yeah, we're just a Jesus is Lord military outfit.
What is their standard? How are they operating?
Yeah, you love that, don't you?
I actually do.
Apparently, the same reporter said that all of the casualties were immediately transferred. I really love this. Immediately transferred out of the airbase by helicopters, apparently trying to explain the lack of images of dead bodies, despite the purportedly high death toll. They were immediately raptured.
With Skittles all over them.
Yeah. Well, and then Trump tweets out, a commander in chief using Twitter
is glorious.
Is just so comical to me.
Yeah.
He tweets out, all is well. Missile launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. Exclamation point. By far. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning.
Right. So, and he did. He confirmed that actually there were zero Iraqi and American casualties. And I saw other reports that said that Iran had actually warned Iraq before the missile launch, and then Iraq tipped off American forces.
Oh, well.
So
that's not a story you want to get out.
This was an expensive fireworks show.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things to note is that the launches coincided with the end of the funeral for Qasem Soleimani.
So it was a fireworks show.
So it was a fireworks show.
Yeah.
They corresponded for the end of the funeral as he was being buried, and they fired him off as a big show of strength.
Yep.
And some people reported falsely that there had been a bunch of casualties. Take that. Mm-hmm. But there was also a report from the Iranian foreign minister who said that he used the word, I saw in a news report, that the show of force had concluded. And several people noted that word concluded
as
being a very significant word.
Yeah, yeah.
That it wasn't the beginning of hostilities.
We're done.
It was a, look, we need to make a point here.
Yeah.
And I think part of this is if Trump just took out basically, I heard it explained that taking out Soleimani was equivalent to taking out our CIA chief, our FBI, the head of FBI, and our state of our Secretary of State.
Okay.
Basically, all in one shot.
Right.
Okay.
And so, if Trump's taking out such a big guy from Iran,
they're pretty crippled right now.
Well, and how the leader of Iran, how you know, concerned is he that, hey, Trump, he just took out my second in command. Basically, he can come after me. So I think that show of force might have really put Iran.
I don't even think it's that.
Really?
I think it's totally PR. I think it's just PR. I think it's for the people. I don't think Iran's. I don't think they stand a chance.
They know that.
And this is not, and the other thing that a number of foreign correspondents are pointing out is that this is not Iran's style either. The Iranian style is not direct punch you in the face.
No, no. Yeah,
it is completely different.
It's more slithery.
It's way more slithery. I was following Yashar Ali from he reports for the Huffington Post and I think the New Yorker. Mm-hmm. But he had a little Twitter thread last night that I thought was helpful, but he just pointed out that this is not how Iran gets revenge.
Yeah,
this is not their style at all. He says he gives a couple of examples. He said in 2012, assassins killed an Iranian nuclear chemist, which was likely directed by Israel. Mm-hmm. Iran promised revenge, and he says, where does the ultimate revenge take place? A month later in Georgia, India, and Thailand, where Israeli diplomats were targeted with bombs.
Yeah.
Another example, in 1992, the IDF killed the Secretary General of Hezbollah. Where did Iran retaliate? In Buenos Aires, with a truck bomb driven into the Israeli embassy. The attack killed 29 people. Another attack 2 years later took place at the Jewish Community Center, killing 85 people. In other words, we shouldn't think this is Iran actually trying to get revenge or show how tough they are to the world. This is a message only for the Iranian people.
Well, what happens is when, let's say, U.S. does something like take out one of their big leaders, Iran responds with kind of a proxy response. They start kind of going after maybe some of U.S. allies or some sort of proxy response.
Right. So ultimately what you're saying is we shouldn't be afraid right now. We should be afraid after everybody says it's over and they shake hands because they're going to shoot you in the back.
I think that resonates with me is what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know enough, but I'm saying, yeah, they tipped off the Iraqis before sending off these rockets. This was a high tech funded by American dollars from Obama, by the way.
Yeah, Obama administration, remember, gave him $1.9 billion.
I thought we was broke.
1.7, excuse me, 1.7 billion. Debt?
Yeah. Do we put that on the credit card too?
Oh yeah, we put it all on the credit card. Oh man.
All right, so before we go, I just want to talk about coming up next segment. I've been watching this whole situation and watching some of the social justice warriors talk about Iran, the first bombing that happened, not the bombing, but the takeout of Soleimani.
I call it Soleimani.
And this Soleimani. There's been an inconsistency I've been wanting to point to. So I'm going to talk about that when we come back.
He is Soleimani now.
All right.
And by the way, did we use 12 missiles when we took out their guy? Or did we just use one?
I think it was four.
Wow.
There's a couple cars, right?
They got some catching up to do.
Americans have been traveling down the health insurance highway for decades. But lately, it's been taking us to places we don't want to go. For Christians, it's hard to know which road to take. Or is it? Samaritan Ministries provides a different direction, a biblical path for their members to pray for each other and share financially in each other's medical needs.
This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing. We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This is what God intended for the church.
Do you believe that you need an insurance company, or do you believe that God will provide your needs? And there are people that you've never met before who are going to pray for you and meet your needs. There's another way.
Looking for a new direction for your health care? Visit us online at SamaritanMinistries.org.
Skittles, really? Skittles.
We don't know yet. It hasn't been verified.
We can neither confirm nor deny. Yeah.
Since we're just reporting news that we don't know.
Yeah, whether there was Skittles.
It's not confirmed yet.
Involved. Welcome back to Cross Politic. Thank you for joining us. We want to thank our sponsor, our friends. New St. Andrews College. New St. Andrews College exists to graduate leaders who shape culture, living faithfully under the lordship of Jesus. There's the Jesus Lord College.
Hey.
There's the Jesus Lord Sprinkle. College.
No, why do we need to explain that?
Over poetry and because. Music and literature.
Because everybody says they agree with that.
NSA.edu. Check them out. I'm a graduate. I
consult with
and
the president.
You turned out all right.
I guess.
Look at you.
Yeah. Christian Liberal Arts College, graduating leaders who are shaping culture.
Yeah.
In every movie makers, authors, pastors, missionaries, businessmen, architects. I mean, like the whole gamut, taking it.
The graduates are great.
For Jesus.
Yep.
The education is
the
great.
The other thing that happened last night, guys, is the Ukrainian flight, a 737, went down in flames in Tehran.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you have. I don't even know the exact time frame between these two events, but it was just shortly after, I think, the missile launches, or right around the same time, but the same evening.
Right.
And there were videos. Yeah. A lot of people have seen the videos now. It was on fire in the sky.
Both engines went out.
And then it crashed. It was a big explosion. Yeah. There are no survivors, apparently.
Right.
This 167 people, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah, 176.
176.
Yeah. There's a lot of oddities about this. And one of the oddities is actually when a plane has a problem, usually just one engine goes out and both were on fire.
Okay.
You know, so... There's just a number of...
Apparently, the communication was cut off between the airplane and the...
The pilot never reported from their side.
Yeah, anyway, and the, what do you call it? The air traffic control.
Yeah.
And so that was another area where they just didn't know what was going on because there was no communication between them. Mm. It appears that the pilot did steer the plane towards a football field in order to avoid housing and stuff like that. First of all, just... Terrible, sad, awful. Yeah. I mean, there were 176 people on board who are now dead. But happening on the same night as the missile launch sort of makes everybody go, wait,
what happened?
What's going on?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They asked at a briefing in Kiev if the plane could have been downed by a missile. The Ukraine's Prime Minister Oleksiy Hankuruk refused to rule it out, but he cautioned against speculation until the investigation concluded. Initially, the embassy in Iran had said on Wednesday morning that engine failure caused the plane to crash and denied it that it was terror-related or that a rocket had hit the aircraft, but then it later withdrew that statement, saying that anything was possible, and Mr. Zelensky instructed Ukraine's prosecutors to open criminal proceedings over the crash.
Yeah.
So this is kind of that is, if this is connected to the U.S., it's a proxy response.
Potentially.
Right? It could potentially be that proxy response.
And at least one guy I was looking at last night pointed out that Iran had taken out an Israeli or a flight back in 1988.
Yes, 88.
And there was a I think a couple hundred, 200 some odd passengers on board, and so it has been done before. There have been attacks on just passenger flights before, and this person had noted that the president of Iran had even referenced it recently, that flight being taken out, and so it just looks bad. Yeah. It's at least very sad. The Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a statement about it. He says, the U.S. Department of State extends our deepest condolences to the families and friends of the 176 passengers and crew killed in the tragic crash of Ukraine International Airlines flight PS752. The United States will continue to follow this incident closely and stands prepared to offer Ukraine all possible assistance. The United States calls for complete cooperation with any investigation into the cause of the crash.
Right.
That's scary. I mean... That's not, if you're Iran, you want to push yourself further away from this as possible. You do not want to, I mean, Yeah. We know goes right back to what you were saying in the first segment about how sneaky they can be. You don't want to be like that because that messes up your full economics. And if you're about to go to war,
yeah,
you do not want to mess up economic development and well, profit for yourself.
That's the thing is I don't think Iran wants to go to war either.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this lines up with that. I think Iran's, it's just not Iran's style.
Yeah.
Their style is, you know, maybe a little show of force and then stab you in the back.
Well, and they punish the people closest to them first too.
Right? Sure.
So that's what they do.
But I think President Trump's speech this morning,
yeah,
he actually said, we're bringing, he said there was no casualties, no one was hurt, but we are bringing extreme, severe economic sanctions against Iran now. And he called upon all the great, you know, the nations that I think were involved in the original Iran deal.
Yeah.
The UK, I don't remember who else, but I know Russia and China were also included.
Okay.
And said, join us in bringing these sanctions against Iran. So he's calling on all these nations to not trade with them, or at least follow these regulations that are going to land really heavily on Iran.
I wonder why he didn't do that first. Why wasn't that?
He's already brought sanctions.
He pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal.
He's already made
economic moves.
He reinstated sanctions last June.
Yeah, but he's bringing more harsher sanctions though, right?
That's what he seemed to be saying in the address that he gave this morning.
Right.
But he also clearly extended an olive branch to Iran and said, "I want peace. I don't want war."
Peace, yeah.
But also clearly said, Iran will not have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And that's...
Why does he get to decide that?
Because he's got the biggest...
He's got the muscles. Biggest nuclear weapon in the room.
I don't think that's... He gets to decide that.
But here's the thing. Gabe, you actually mentioned this earlier. So right around the same time, Iran has now... designated the United States
as a terrorist organization.
As a terrorist organization.
After killing Soleimani, they voted.
Because we killed their dude.
Yep. Yeah.
And of course they would.
Yeah.
But here's the point, though, is in the question is that one of ultimate standards, truth, righteousness.
As a relativist, you don't have an argument in this fight.
Or relativists, exactly.
Yeah. Or Islamist.
But I think
they aren't relativists.
But it seems to me that...
I'm just saying both.
When you have a nation that is... at least so given to terrorism.
Yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
That you're helping fund.
That you're helping fund, that you're supporting in various and sundry ways.
That the Obama administration helped fund.
Right.
You're part of that administration.
That's why you don't want them to have nukes. That's the answer to your question, though.
Because you've been pushing them towards it?
Because they're not trustworthy.
But you don't get to decide that. That's not within your jurisdiction to decide.
I don't know. I think if somebody wants to have nukes, that is not
another nation
that routinely sends missiles at other nations and does truck bombs and car bombs and stuff like that. You're going to give them a nuke and say, "Well, it's none of my business."
I might not want them to have them. Yeah. That's not my question.
Yeah.
The question is, do I have the authority to say you can't have it?
Economically, you do.
But what about...
But you can... There's things that you can do within your own jurisdiction that support that. I'm just saying...
You mean like the economic sanctions?
Exactly.
We're not going to trade with you if you're developing nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
I think that's what Trump means.
The idea that seems to come across is that if you develop nukes, we'll come and take them from you.
Well, I think maybe...
The Gulf War.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Saddam Hussein, like that's.
But he didn't actually have nukes.
Well, he had all the stuff for him.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I think we actually should be also doing some of these same sanctions with China, which Trump is working on.
Yeah,
right.
China just announced harsher regulations in 2020 for religious organizations.
So right alongside the harsh sentence against Pastor Wang Yi,
that's right,
from Early Rain Covenant Church, 9 years, and convicted of instigating what against the state. Revolution, sedition or something against the state.
Mm-hmm.
They're not backing down.
No, so they just came out with 41 articles.
Yeah.
And under the new rules, every aspect of life of religious communities from formation, gatherings to annual and daily projects is subject to approval by the government religious affairs department. I mean, talk about micromanagement.
Boy, they're having some success over there, huh?
And that's also technically, again, what totalitarianism means.
That's right.
Yeah,
totalitarianism
exactly right.
means that the state decides that it has total authority, sovereignty,
yep. yeah.
Over every area of life,
yeah.
and,
right.
and has the right to speak into those.
And in addition to this, they're requiring religious personnel are required to support the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Allegiance.
Allegiance.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
required to report
basically
it.
Basically worship.
Yeah. Article 17 says religious organizations yeah, must spread the principles and policies of the Chinese Communist Party. These guys are better than the Pope.
Yeah.
What would you say that the Pope said?
The Pope recently? Said that not to proselytize.
Yeah, that it's
that
bad.
It's unchristian.
It's
not Christ-like.
I don't really want Roman Catholics proselytizing anyway.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, we're good on
I'm
that.
I'm cool yeah, with yeah, that. Yeah, okay. Listen to your Pope.
Y'all should obey the Pope.
Yeah.
But the communists understand that that you have to proselytize.
Yeah.
If you believe something is true,
yep.
then you want to share it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they understand absolutes.
Yep.
That's a, you know, the thing that's, I mean, there's a lot of hard stuff here, but the thing that's glorious about the Chinese communists and even, you know, I think maybe the Iranian,
the Islamic revolution
is they actually believe what they say they believe.
And
and they know that it works out all the way through government.
Exactly.
Itself.
You can't say what I believe over here.
Does not have implications.
On Friday, at Friday prayers,
yeah.
only it ties to Friday prayers,
it's
but
right.
out here it doesn't connect. No, they understand the lordship principle.
Yeah. Yeah.
They happen to think that...
And they don't need to explain it.
They think that, you know, Muhammad is Lord, yeah. or, you know, Allah is Lord,
right.
or the head of the Communist Party
right.
Is Lord.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if he's Lord, you can't be Lord only here.
Right.
If you're not Lord of all,
yeah.
right.
then you're not Lord at all.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
and,
right.
And,
Amen.
And they understand yep. this a lot better than a lot of Christians.
No, yeah. Christians are missing out on that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jihad, Planned Parenthood.
Oh,
that was a good tie-in. Yeah. Jihad, Planned Parenthood.
yeah,
they just released their annual report, and
these make me shake every time I hear these.
No, they really do. And yeah. in this annual report. Performed abortions were up. They're up about 3%
from 2018. It's their fiscal year is 2018 to 2019.
Right. So up from the 2017-18 year.
Yeah.
It went up about 3 or 4%. I wonder, it's a horrible number. It's atrocious. And I wonder if one of the reasons why it's up for Planned Parenthood is because other small abortion providers are going out of business.
Well, because
and there's some consolidation going on.
Well, and the smaller abortion providers are not getting as much pork.
From
taxes.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Planned Parenthood received $616.8 million from taxpayers.
That's incredible.
Was a 9.4% increase.
Yeah.
How is that
of
possible?
Government funding went and to Planned Parenthood.
I didn't have time to research all this. Trump can cut Planned Parenthood and has cut aspects of Planned Parenthood.
Little things that he could. Right.
But I wonder how it's gone up. I wonder if because some of the pork spending that the Democrats keep slipping in more on this. Yeah. So Trump cuts on the backside and the Democrats maybe slip in more funding on the front side.
But 9.4% increase is insane.
Right.
And that's weird, too, because I just got done reading an article that says something like 345 abortion clinics have closed.
Right.
So they're closing and at a high rate, and yet their income is increasing
significantly.
Well, think of this, Planned Parenthood, when your competitors close down, they're happy about it because they can get more consolidating,
sure.
right, of the market,
but still,
more
they
consolidation
have an increase
of the market.
Gabe,
I know you were kind of teasing, but
yeah.
This is worse than jihad.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Amen.
I mean, 345,672 babies were murdered in the United States
in 2018-19.
In a year.
Yep.
Jihad wish it can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We are right. far. I mean, yeah. They. I mean, Soleimani got nothing on Planned right. Parenthood.
No.
The communist regime. I mean, I know they've been doing their abortions too, and they're with their one child policy for decades.
Yeah.
And they've murdered thousands, millions too. But we're right up there with them.
Yeah.
And you can't do this and expect God's blessing on your country.
No,
we are, and it's not just that God might curse us. This is a curse. This
well,
is the curse.
We right now we're trying. We have to import people even into our country because we don't have enough human beings for the future.
It is a form of cursed insanity.
Yeah.
When you have your cultural elite standing up and cheering, applauding, and tearing up when Michelle Williams announces that she sacrificed her baby for her career, that's insanity, and it is the curse of God. We need to repent.
I guess we're going to have to wait until Sunday for my comments. And I'm fine with that. That's
fine. You have comments?
That's okay. That's okay. If you're single, get married. If you're married, have kids. And if you have kids, go baptize them until next week or until Sunday. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go fight, laugh, and feast. See you Sunday. This is Cross Politics.